Oh, yeah, it gets deep. Don't worry about that. I don't know whether you guys are kidding or not, but it gets fucking deep. No matter who you are or what you are or what you're doing, that shit gets deep. And I'll tell you one other thing, too, that you may not know or you may know. Your worst fucking nightmare? Yeah, it can come true. Don't even fucking worry about it. That doesn't mean you can't survive it, but your worst nightmare can, and I'll bet you anything that at some point in life, I don't know, maybe it's on your deathbed, your worst fucking nightmare will come true. Because you know, you got to face it, and either you're ready for it or you're not. See, that was, wasn't that Henry David Thoreau or Winston Churchill or Bobby Darin? I forget who said, at some point, and I'm paraphrasing beyond the scope of what should be paraphrased, but I'm going to try and make the point. It wasn't original to me. It was spoken by some great man who said, everybody's life comes to that point where you're called upon to conquer the very thing that you must, you know, that you're called upon to marshal every talent that you have to attack and to master that very thing that you can if you have your shit together. And the great tragedy of most people's lives is that they're not ready for that, you know. So put it another way, you have a talent, and at some point in your life, you will find yourself face to face with a situation that will be absolutely perfect for the very thing that you have the maximum fucking talent for. It'll be right there in front of you. And either you're ready for it or you're not. Either you've worked on developing and mastering that talent and bringing it into a place of utility in your life, or you haven't. If you haven't, that's where failure, perhaps the greatest failure of life, occurs. If you have, then you are ready for it. And that's where your success is. So, everybody, you know, now what the fuck is Matthew Perry doing on a TV show on ESPN? Is he taking over Keith Olbermann's job? I'm joking. No, he is. He's, I'm going to find out what channel this bitch is on, man. What is this? This is channel, okay, 206. Let's find out here, man. I get it? Yeah, 206. Here is my friend Matthew Perry. You know, that television is not all that scoped together, man. I don't know what the fuck. That's Barry Melrose talking about the National Hockey League, right? Okay. Well, I missed out on Matthew Perry. Not that I, you know, it wasn't the biggest loss.
That shit get deep.
All right, so just remember that. Remember that, because it's never too late. That's the good news. It's never too late. I don't give a flying fuck how old you are or where you are or what you're doing. It's never too late to, and you'll ask yourself, well, I don't know, what talent, how do I know what that is? What do you love? I mean, really love. Don't fuck around. Most people haven't got... Would you realize this? That everybody likes to talk about how fucking ballsy they are. Most people don't have the guts. Seriously. Most people don't have the guts to do what they really love in this world. They make fun of it. Well, what I'd really like to do... What would you like to do? What you really... No, don't tell me this bullshit about how you want to go off and sit on your fucking ass and fish all day long. Because that's not... That's you just running away from shit. I ain't talking about what you'd like to do to run away from yourself and the fucking world that you're facing. I'm asking you, you know, to face the thing. That's right, face the thing you love. You may think that sounds like an easy thing to face. That if it was easy, most people would do it. Most people would be doing the things they love. But people are fucking unhappy. Why? Because they don't have the fucking balls not to go out and kick ass on the world. That's not... That's what you do after you find out, well, what is it that I really love to do? What is it that, why was I put here? Not why was I put here. Maybe you don't want to believe in the whole God thing, which I personally don't. I don't believe in predestination. I do believe that once you realize who and what you are, you can be, you can feel destined. You can feel like this is why, you know, this is really why I'm alive, you know? But most people don't have the balls to look at that. Well, what would you like to do? Well, I'd like to be a dancer. Well, then why the fuck don't you? Are you kidding? I got to make money. Oh, you got to make money. I forgot about that. You're going to go out and you're going to do what? You're going to sell fucking shoes, sell cars, sell real estate? That's what a lot of people do. I love that. I love that. I don't really love it, but I can't believe the utter fucking stupidity that some people have who, well, I got to make money. Well, what do you think? I'm going to go sell real estate. That's, you know how many motherfuckers I saw the last 10, 15, 20 years going out and selling fucking real estate because they thought that this is fucking slam dunk shit. That's where you can make the money. Then I'll do the shit I want to do. And these motherfuckers wind up on their ass. They haven't got a dime. They got to go back and get a real job someplace, work in a fucking office somewhere, do all the, you know, they're going in the opposite fucking direction. Sell real estate. Jesus H. Christ. I remember, yeah, I can't even tell you the numbers of people that I ran into down to the years get their fucking real estate license. What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to work on my real estate license. And why are you going to do that?
Because I'm going to sell real estate.
Do you have any particular skill at selling real estate? Is it anything you really want to do? You like people? You got to like people. You got to like talking to people, for Christ's sake. You know the number of absolutely, I mean, congenitally anti-human is the only way I can put it. Some people who got into real estate are, I mean, some people got into real estate, they can't fucking stand other human beings. They don't like the idea of home, family. They just want to make fucking money, and they see everybody raking it in real estate. So they're going to go and sell real estate, and these motherfuckers, what do you think happened? They're goddamn failures. You know, I see people in my business. I mean, I meet people in my business. I don't see them all the time, but I see people say to me, I want to do what you do. Okay, well, you have to start small, you know. Well, I don't want to do that. I want to start, you know, at a major market. Well, I can't help you, you know. I can't fucking help you, you know. Right away, you don't have a realistic view of what the fuck this thing's about. You don't have a realistic view of what the fuck anything's about, really. Well, what about this guy that started out, and he, maybe, I mean, there's a one in a million. If you look at the guys that, in any walk of life, that lucked into a high-level position, if you want to call it luck, and succeeded, you know. Like, for instance, I think of the man who won the Academy Award for Supporting Actor in The Killing Fields. That man was a doctor. He was a Cambodian doctor. I don't even know how he got the fucking part. I know one thing. He did himself survive the slaughter perpetrated by the Khmer Rouge in the 70s, he survived it. He came to America. He was a physician. And he played the part of the photographer, friend, and assistant of Sidney Sheldon, who was the New York Times writer who witnessed the fall of Cambodia to the Khmer Rouge. And his photographer, a Cambodian fellow himself, was eventually reunited with Sydney after Sydney left Cambodia with all the other foreign press. And this man was left there to fend for himself. It was something that was on the mind and on the hearts of everybody. I mean, they felt horrible. They felt guilty. They felt like they'd consigned this man to probably death, you know. If you got to see The Killing Field, I'm probably misrepresenting it. I'm not misrepresenting. I'm not correctly chronologically laying it out for you. But the guy that played him was himself a Cambodian, himself a survivor of the Khmer Rouge Holocaust, and was a doctor, I believe. He wasn't a photographer. But he played the part of that man. He never had a professional acting job in his life. He was amazing. You got to see the movie. He was fucking amazing. He was to the manor born. He was an actor. He was a natural-born actor. He brought the absolute horror, fear, friendship, love, panic, you know, every thing that, you know, one would experience when one is trying to save oneself and one's friends from this onslaught of death. He brought that right into his performance. And I say performance because I don't think this man ever had a professional acting job before in his life, and yet, But I don't, and that poor man, by the way, wound up getting murdered here in Los Angeles. If I'm not mistaken, the actor, not the photographer, the actor, I don't know, the two men, their lives sort of intertwined, but the actor who portrayed the photographer, I believe, wound up losing his life to a homicide. Yeah, a homicide in Los Angeles near Chinatown. And they didn't have a lead on this at first. They thought it was the Cambodian government had sent a hit squad over to kill this man because he had, portrayed a character in an anti-Khmer Rouge movie. And as it turned out, no, it was a bunch of gangbangers, a bunch of fucking scum of the fucking earth that would happen to chance upon this guy getting out of his Mercedes-Benz. They saw the car. Looked like a real easy, very, very easy mark. And they attacked this man, they murdered him, robbed him. Wasn't worth it. I mean, obviously they took the life of somebody who was highly, a prized human being, a prized life. And these pieces of shit wound up with whatever they were able to get from this guy. But they wound up going to prison. I hope they fucking rot there. And it wouldn't bother me if they put him in a fucking, put him on the gurney and give him the joy juice or let him ride the lightning or stick him in a fucking gas chamber. I don't care, I don't give a fuck if they stay there for the rest of their life. Doesn't matter to me. Just get them the fuck out of here, But you can't bring that guy back. But that was one of those moments, And how do we know? How all of a sudden a person comes along, they're a progeny, just bam. Most people got to work for it, man. You, me, we're the schmucks. We got to work for it. It's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind. And because your success will be as exciting, and it will be as fulfilling, and it will be as what the fuck are we doing here, man? All right, I'm gonna get ready to do the show. It will be as exciting, it'll be as fulfilling, and it will be as nurturing, and it will be as groovacious, and like that. Can you dig it? Okay, man, let's get ready to rock and roll, huh? Let's get ready to rumble. World famous Phil Hendry Show.